Get ready for an unfiltered and fearless exploration of faith, relationships, and wellness viewed through the lens of the gospel and the truth of God's word. As we, your hosts, Kristen and Larissa, share candid conversations that will leave you inspired and encouraged.
No matter where you are on your journey, don't wait for the perfect time to tune in. It's golden hour somewhere, so why not now?
Hey guys.
Hello.
Welcome back to It's Golden Hour Somewhere.
Back with episode 2. Whoop whoop.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally back. So today we're going to be talking about manifestation. Well, that and a bunch of other things related to the wonderful self-help world.
And there's a lot of sarcasm in that word, Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, so I mean, let's start off just super casual and talk about how like maybe you've been sucked into some of that mindset or thinking, or me. I know I have for sure in the past, especially when it comes to like business.
Yeah.
It can get really tricky with that.
I've never actually like sat down and like manifested anything or like participated in the act of manifestation. But the temptation has certainly been there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think especially on social media and TikTok, there's like a whole community of people who constantly are just talking about, you know, all of these trips that they're manifesting, or even in like the business, like mm-hmm. photography world.
Mm-hmm.
You have these photographers manifesting these weddings and all of these really cool locations, or working with really awesome couples or what have you. And it's like, there's definitely a temptation there to like, well, okay, well, why am I not getting that?
Right.
And like, well, maybe if I just like think about it more, or I don't know, like, you know,
practice more gratitude.
Right. Right. Then those things will come to me.
Yeah.
And that's just not how these things work. So
not to mention that it puts so much pressure on yourself. I feel
right.
like that was the biggest thing for me that was so exhausting. I've experienced a lot of that culture with like manifestation, like even like journaling. And not that I'm like, I don't have an issue with journaling, but I think using it as a tool for manifestation definitely can be a slippery slope. So I've been to like business conferences where they've talked a lot about like, you know, it's all in your mindset and manifestation, and like that determines your success. Now, granted, like I'm all about like, yeah, work hard and you'll achieve things. Duh. I mean, I think that's a given. Like if you work hard, you'll accomplish stuff. But it was like that extra layer of like the hustle culture and just like always thinking like, well, I'm going to get this because I'm just thinking it over and over and over again. And I'm going to say it so much and be about this so much that I'm just going to end up attracting
the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like maybe if I talk about money so much, or I surround myself with money. I mean, I literally went to a business conference where they had a big party and we were all wearing like money chains and throwing like, those money guns. Wasn't mm-hmm. real money in the gun because none of us had all that kind of money. But I think it was just the idea of like, well, if I surround myself with this kind of abundance,
like wealth perspective,
yeah. then I'm going to get this eventually.
Right.
Now I got some other really great, valuable things from that conference, so I don't want to like bash it.
Right.
But I think looking back now, especially in my maturity and my relationship with God since then, I've realized that there's a lot of like negativity that comes from that, and it's just not a healthy way of thinking. And especially if you're a believer, especially if you're fully putting your trust in God for whatever the outcome needs to be, not only with your business, but with your life, with your marriage, fill in the blank.
Yeah. So let's first and foremost establish what manifestation is, because I think it's important for all of us to kind of be on the same page about what it is, like what the definition of it is.
Right.
So, Kristen, how about you kind of go into that?
Sure. So, manifestation is based on the idea that you can think your dreams into reality. By having a clear vision and focusing on it through a variety of manifestation methods, you can attract your dreams into reality. So it's like I was saying, when I went to that event, it was like money, 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 money. And I think it was to be surrounded by the mindset of like, if I'm thinking about all this money, I'm thinking about all this financial success, it'll eventually come to me, kind of thing. So yeah, that's like the premise of manifestation. But then like, you also can dive into the law of attraction within that whole manifestation realm, which I just looked up a step-by-step briefly on how the law of attraction works. Step number one, create a clear vision. So like a clear vision of what you want, what it is that you want to attract. Two, connect with the universe. Three, feel grateful for everything. Four, surrender the outcome. And five, trust in divine timing.
Which, okay, so I have personally, over the last few years, seen a lot of Christians kind of fall into this temptation that we all experience of kind of getting into this manifestation practice. And I mean, if you are a Christian and you're listening to this, you probably, that last thing that Kristen read with like the step-by-step, it sounds like Christianity, yeah. You know, like surrendering the outcome to God, surrendering the timing of these things to God, but also trusting his will for your life, that mm-hmm. some of the things that you may desire or want might not be for you.
Right.
So, I mean, that kind of...
It's just interesting to me that it's a concept that's not religious or related to God in any way. I think that's the whole point. I think people want to create something that feels a little like spiritual and woo-woo, mm-hmm. but still keeps them disconnected from God, especially the God that we know that is the true God.
Right. So
obviously that's issue number one that I have with this whole manifestation, law of attraction thing, is it's like, it kind of still seems like you're longing for a connection to the spiritual realm and how that plays into your ultimate like end goal or end point in life.
It's recognizing that there is a higher power.
Mm-hmm. And connecting with that.
Right. And connecting with it. But it also ends up putting this burden and this responsibility on you to bring these things into your life and to make these things happen, when, you know, the God of the universe, who's in control of everything, mm-hmm. created you, has a plan and purpose for your life. And there's a verse in the Bible, it's Romans 8:28, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." Like, if something is meant for you, honestly, good or bad, because we know nobody is immune to, you know, painful situations.
Right.
But that's another thing I have an issue with manifestation is like, I almost feel like there's this tendency to believe that only good things are supposed to be happening in your life, and you deserve those things, and you're entitled to them.
Well, within the whole manifestation and law of attraction, like culture or whatever, a lot of it has to do with gratitude, intention, which obviously as believers, we know, especially when it comes to intention, we are like inherently just selfish beings.
Yeah.
People with dark hearts. And if it wasn't for Christ, we would be lost, you know? So, you know, in that sense, like, it's easy for us because we're believers to be like, yeah, you know, I shouldn't be listening to my heart, or I shouldn't really want all these desires because I don't know if that's what God wants for me. So it's easy for us to think that. But I think when you're just looking at it from a standpoint of like you were talking about the trips and stuff like that, like, oh, I deserve this trip to Italy, or I deserve this promotion, like, I deserve this. I'm going to manifest it because I know, like, it's coming to me and I'm just going to focus on the gratitude and my intention and blah, blah, blah. Like, that sounds really good on paper and right. in your cute little, like, you are enough journal. but it's, like, it's not. It's not something that, like, who really wants to carry that kind of weight anyway of knowing, like, okay, it's all in my hands if my life ends up good or bad.
Right.
It's because of something that I did. And now, don't get me wrong, obviously, like, talking about, like, a promotion or a trip to Italy even. Like, if you want to go to Italy, like, obviously, just work hard, save up money, you know, do some, you know, planning, find some good flights. Like, you can make the trip to Italy happen.
The reason we keep bringing up Italy, guys, is because Kristen and I both really want to go to Italy.
Can you tell we want to go to Italy? We're manifesting it.
But really anywhere, like, you know, wherever
anything that you feel
go.
Is good that you deserve, because I think that's the whole concept.
Or not even
this.
Deserve, but just like that you desire or want, that's like a desire of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but notice a trend here in a lot of the things that people are manifesting. It is about them.
Mm.
It is about like things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
It very rarely ever has to do with the like serving other people.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I've never actually heard someone say like, I manifested that for you.
Right.
No one ever says I manifested
actually,
that for you.
Actually, I have had someone say that to me.
What?
I don't
I've
remember
always
the exact...
heard it like, oh, I manifested this, like I'm putting it on my manifestation board or whatever. I've never like, you don't, I don't know. I've never heard someone say I'm going to manifest this for someone.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
I feel like I've had someone like say like, oh, like I've talked about like something, me like wanting to go somewhere or do something and then be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'll manifest that for you. Or I'll be like, I don't know, what's the equivalent of like, I'll be praying about that for you, but like, and like the.
But I don't pray.
Right.
Because I don't want to pray.
Yeah. Leaving yeah. God out of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that goes back to the whole like, when you see people on social media and you're going through something, they're like sending positive vibes.
What is that doing?
I don't know.
And I mean, they probably think that praying is doing nothing, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, talking about like how it does come from some sort of a selfish, and you know, we hear the word selfish and we right away give it a negative connotation. I get that. But I think even selfish things like, you know, wanting to go on a trip, like it's not selfish in the way that we're used to thinking about someone being selfish, but it's still a desire for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point we're trying to make. So I think if we get so caught up in like, I just want this for myself, I need this for myself, or I deserve this for myself, we can easily get caught up in not wanting to serve others, and just a self-centered attitude. So I'm going to read something to you guys from this awesome devotional that I have from the Daily Grace Co.
Which we love, by the way.
Yeah. Let's see. The choice to do what is best for us can cause us to excuse sin in our lives and hurt others. However, Scripture speaks a different narrative than this popular lie. God's word instructs us to not focus primarily on ourselves, but on others. So Philippians 2, 3 and 4 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look not to his own interests, but rather to the interests of others." So I think that's powerful because I think when we get caught up in focusing too much on ourselves, and this is why I have such a huge issue with the self-help industry in general, the whole, you know, you see these cute little quotes that say, you are enough, or just things that are meant to seem like a positive thing, but they're not deep down inside. just that quote, you are enough. It's like, I'm not enough to carry some of the things that I go through in life, or I'm not enough to make all of this happen. Like, some of this stuff has to be given to God.
Yeah.
It has to be surrendered, because I can't, because I am not enough. So in the sense of like serving others, you know how many times like I have felt like God has used serving others to give me or give our business or my marriage and bless that with something that I didn't even realize we needed. So, you know, it's not manifestation. It's not, and it could be something I was praying about, and we're going to talk about prayer too versus manifestation. But, you know, by serving others and taking that focus off yourself, I feel like you're allowing the space for God to be like, you know what, I'm going to use this selflessness to then in return bless you. Like,
right.
If you think you don't get blessed by serving others first or putting others before yourself, it's just not true. So that's my main issue with this whole self-help. It's just so self-focused that people will use the excuse of like, this is what's best for me, or this no longer serves me, and then end up even hurting people.
Right. And I mean, there's a time and place to walk away from something or even someone that is, you know, toxic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I feel like there's this, you almost abandon all responsibility to one, like you said, serve other people. And, you know, I honestly see all of this as a way of gaining control. Because I think a lot of self-help kind of bleeds into the mental health, you know, situation. And at the end of the day, if you're manifesting something, it's a way of grabbing control of the outcome of certain situations in your life.
And that's a good point.
I hate to break it to you, but there's a lot of things you don't have control over. You don't.
Right.
You have control over, you know, a lot of things, like your actions and the decisions that you make. But other than that, you don't have control over, you know, all the other things in life. And so, I don't know, that verse.
Well,
and
that's the thing, too. Like, we're not here to over-spiritualize things and say that, you know, you don't have control over your actions or there's not outcomes for certain things that you decide to do in your life. Of course. I think that's why God gave us free will.
Right.
You know, we still have the ability to act out on certain things or make certain choices that do have a specific outcome. But that's not because you're manifesting it or you're attracting these good things. Like, you know, it's also like you can even lump in like karma in some of this thinking and stuff. So it's like, if I do good or if I do this, then this will come back to me. It'll come back to me, you know? And it just doesn't work that way, because if it's not what God wants for you, that's just what it is.
Right. Yeah. In Matthew, Jesus is talking in the Sermon on the Mount about worry and anxiety. And pretty much control, like worrying about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and the clothes you're going to wear. And, you know, those are practical things we all worry about, but we also worry about things that are maybe not so practical all the time. And it says in Matthew 6:33-34, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you're manifesting something, you're worrying about something. You're worrying that you're not complete if you don't get that thing. Or you're worried about status.
Or it determines your worth.
Right.
That's a big one.
So, honestly, this whole manifestation topic could go into identity.
Yeah.
It could go into self-esteem.
Yep.
You know, worth, mental health. But overall, I feel like it's just trying to fulfill certain areas of your life and trying to control and manipulate certain things when really you don't have that kind of power.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the only thing I can get behind with this manifestation thing is gratitude.
Right.
It talks about practicing gratitude. I think there's obviously nothing wrong with that. I think it's biblical to be content and to practice gratitude. Because, you know, when you're thankful for what you have, you tend to find yourself wanting less and feeling like you need more.
Or just wanting different things.
Yeah.
Your priorities shift.
Right. Your perspective changes. So that's super important to, yeah, I'm for practicing gratitude, but in the context of where God has you right now.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you know, you can manifest all these things, but if they're coming, like you said, from like a mental health perspective, if they're coming from a point of your depression or your mental state of mind, where you just feel like you're not enough as a person, you're not, no one's ever going to love you, or no one's ever going to accept you, or you're not good enough at your job, you're not a good enough spouse, whatever it is, I think it's important to tackle that first.
Right, right.
Before you think you can just manifest it all away.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, without God, like manifesting seems like such a burden to me.
Yeah.
Because it's just you're covering these things that you want. You really need God to pour into. Mm-hmm. These areas of your life that you need God to pour into. And you're trying to fill it with your own abilities, with your own positive thoughts or energy. And to me, like, there's only so much that can do.
Right.
Until it just empties again and you're feeling like that void that you always feel. So, and that's not to say, like, as Christians, we don't get anxiety or we don't struggle with mental health. Like, we still do.
Right.
For sure. Except, you know, when in community, when in fellowship, when going back to the Word of God and refocusing on the truth of what God says about who we are and the hope that we have through Him, it's a much easier journey and much easier resolution than just trying to, like, drag yourself along. Like, you're literally just pulling yourself along this journey of life that's hard enough flying solo. So, like, why not invite God into your mental health? Why not invite God into your desires, into your dreams, into what you would love for your life? It's not that God doesn't, it's like whatever God says and that's it, like, be happy with it. God also wants you to bring your desires to Him. And that's kind of where prayer comes in. It's like this beautiful relationship that you can have with God is that He's always there to listen. And let me tell you, manifesting versus prayer just feels a lot lighter.
Yeah. Well, because you know how you're saying, like, inviting God into things?
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes, oftentimes, looks like surrendering that situation, that thing to God, laying it at His feet, going, God, and you said this earlier before we started recording, you were like, if I want something, mm-hmm. but that's not what God has for me, I don't want it.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, going back to Romans 8:28, like, He doesn't want anything for us that isn't, one, meant for us.
Right.
That, two, like, is good for us and mm-hmm. is working together for His glory and our good.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't seem like it at first, even mm-hmm. if it seems like, well, God, how could this possibly be good for me or bring glory to You? He does. He works it all out. So I don't know. I feel like surrender is a huge thing. And that's one part of the law of attraction, right? Was surrendering.
To the outcome.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Hey girl, we're so pumped that you're here and hope that you're enjoying this episode. If there's a topic you'd love to hear us chat about, let us know.
And listen, ladies, no topic is a stupid topic. We love honest conversations on topics that are sometimes not talked about enough.
So feel free to shoot us an email at ighs.podcast@gmail.com. That's ighs.podcast@gmail.com.
So yeah, back to the whole gratitude thing and just being thankful and content. I mean, if you go to Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving." It doesn't just say, like, by prayer and petition, and then keeps going. It says, with thanksgiving. So I think the thankfulness and the contentment and the gratitude is a crucial part about when you approach God in prayer and when you ask Him for things. Because honestly, it shows trust in God too. But anyway, so it says, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I feel like we've got mental health wrapped in there. We've got peace.
And contentment.
Contentment, anxiety. So
those are all huge issues in today's generation.
Yeah.
Huge issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, like that whole verse kind of tackles a lot of different things. And I agree with you, like if you're constantly, and I, guys, like we are not immune to this. Like we were just talking about, like, you know, you see all these videos on Instagram or TikTok or what have you, where there's like this mom and like she's getting her kids ready for school and they live in this gorgeous house.
Yeah.
And she's,
I mean, we see that all the time.
Right.
That's literally like my whole feed. Once I like had a kid and got interested in like homesteading a little bit, like I really want chickens, you guys. Like, I don't have the means to do it right now, but I really want chickens
someday. And a greenhouse,
but chickens mostly. And so, you know, the algorithm just starts to program and, like, send you all these different things. But let me tell you, the amount of, like, I don't know, just, like, posed and, like, disingenuous content out there is just,
right.
Like, it's amazing because you're just like, wow. Then you start to get into this mindset of, like, oh, man, that's what my kitchen should look like, or I want to have that kitchen someday. And you start wanting all these things. Meanwhile, you know, I'm sure God has given you the means to be content with what you have. And then I came across this video the other day and I sent it to you, Larissa,
mm-hmm.
With this cute couple that they have two little kids. And she posted a video. She was like doing something in her kitchen and it was just like a pretty traditional apartment. And the beginning of the video said like, "Oh, I hate this fridge. Like it's so old." And then there was another point where she said, like, "Oh, this, I don't have enough counter space. Like, you know, these counters are just messed up." Or so essentially she was kind of complaining about where she was at. Like, this apartment is too small. And then it showed another part of the video where she did the same things, but changed her kind of her attitude towards it. And she was like, "Wow, like, I'm so thankful for this refrigerator that keeps my food from spoiling. I'm so grateful for this kitchen that allows me to cook meals." Actually, she was complaining about the stove. And I laughed because my stove is the same way. I have like two burners that don't work. But I rent, so it's like I'm not going to deal with this. But anyway, so she was like, "Oh, this stove is so problematic. Like I can't, it's broken." And then she switched her perspective and was like, "I'm so grateful for this stove to be able to cook these meals for my children and for my husband." So it's that idea of thankfulness and gratitude towards just where God has you in a specific season and what He's doing in your life, is super important and I think can help with so many things. And you know, just thinking back to kind of like where I was in business and like when I was going to those conferences, kind of where my marriage was at the same time. So many things were going on in my life. And I think back to like my mindset surrounding life in general, mainly business, because that was just the mode Christian and I were in. And I look now and I'm so much happier and I still don't have all that money that I was quote unquote manifesting at that conference. But I think my perspective has changed, and I think it's because I've realized that God has given me purpose with whatever I do have at this point.
Mm.
And I may not have, because the whole thing with that business conference was like making $1 million, making six figures, which you hear that thrown around so much in just the business education community. It's like, you know, five steps to six figures or whatever. Or yeah. like X amount of bookings will give you six figures or whatever. And it's like, that's what they lead with. So you can already see like there's this toxic thing surrounding just like chasing success or manifesting things or like making all this happen for yourself because you deserve this success and this success will make you happy. So looking back, I really was not happy. And those were the things that I was chasing after. My marriage was like not in a good place. And my relationship with God definitely is not where it is now. And same for Christian. And so I can see how it can be just, it's a Band-Aid, you guys. It really is a Band-Aid on some of the deeper issues where, like, why do we even desire those things to begin with? Ask yourself that. Like, why do you desire so much money? So that you can have status? And one of the other things was, like, being able to buy designer stuff, like Gucci. Like, you show up at this conference and there's people with, like, Gucci and, like, Louis Vuitton and all these designer labels. And that was, like, whoa, like, she's a photographer that can afford, like, a Gucci bag. And it's just looking back, it's so dumb. It's like, why is that what you're manifesting? Why is that what you're desiring?
Right.
So whether you're out there manifesting or even praying, I'm even going to ask you guys who are praying for certain things to check yourself. Because why are you even praying for those things? Why are you asking God for those things? Check your heart. If they're not coming from a place of surrendering all that you have to God and being content with whatever He decides to give you, like, that's where my perspective has shifted.
Right.
Because, yeah, at this point by now, there's so much I wish I, like, would have in my business or could have. Or, of course, like, from a human perspective, from a fleshly perspective, like, yeah, I would love to be a millionaire. I would love to fill in the blank. But I've changed my thoughts around that, around what real success looks like. And it goes back to that scripture verse about serving others. You know, like when you shift that and you come from a place of gratitude and servitude, you find so much purpose and contentment with wherever God has you right now, if you just focus on that. So stop trying to make all these big things happen for yourself. If you're manifesting, you're trying to do it yourself. So that alone is really hard.
Yeah.
But even if you're praying for it, like, why are you praying for specific things? Check yourself on that.
Couldn't agree more. Very well said.
Thanks.
Just to kind of piggyback off of that, you know, let's forget about maybe the materialistic stuff that you might be manifesting.
Sure.
Or even that trip to Italy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, the manifesting you might be doing that is maybe a new job or... you know, different habits in your spouse or
something
a certain type
through.
Of partner. Something you're going through, some kind of hardship that you find yourself in or a certain season of life that's really difficult. Those things are hard. And like Kristen said, manifestation is really putting it all on yourself. And, but I also want to kind of encourage anybody who is in a really tough season or finds himself manifesting or praying for certain things to kind of happen, you know, with their job or in their marriage or to find a certain kind of partner. I really believe, because according to scripture, that God has us where He has us for a reason. And mm-hmm. It's like what Kristen said about, you know, she is going to do what she can with whatever God gives her.
Mm-hmm.
There is a purpose in that, no matter how little or how big. And, you know, we're not trying to say that having a Gucci bag is wrong, but again, it all goes back to like your heart motivations and, you know, like why? Why mm-hmm. do you want that?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so don't be discouraged if you find yourself in a hard season. But just know that like, it's really important to kind of shift your mindset from, well, I deserve this type of marriage, or I deserve this promotion, or I deserve this job, to, well, maybe I'm here for a reason.
Yeah, try and see the purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be content in just, you know, watering your own grass.
Yeah. It's funny you talk about watering grass, because we were talking about this verse that I'm about to bring up. So, you know, related to talking about like certain seasons that you're in life with suffering, and just going through things that you feel like, God, why me? Why am I going through this? I feel like, especially as a Christian, I've been in seasons where I'm like, Lord, like I've really been trying. Like, I know I'm not perfect, but I've really been trying to just be obedient, to just reflect you in any way that I can. And still, like, what's the deal? Like, what good are you holding from me? Because I feel like you're just not giving me the good that I could really use right now.
Right.
So I'm going to read something from this devotional again. By the way, devotional is called, it's really great because it's like short. So if you want just like quick 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes in the word in the morning, it's really good. So it's called 30 Truths for Common Lies for Women.
Ooh.
And it pretty much lists out 30 things that are lies from society, from yourself.
That's from the Daily Grace Co.
And yes, this is from the Daily Grace Co.
Cool.
And we should actually do a little post about Daily Grace on Instagram.
Yeah, we use a lot of their stuff in our personal lives.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so going back to kind of being in a season of suffering and wondering, like, is God really withholding something good from me at this point? Because I'm having a really hard time trusting that God is good and that God is for me. And especially because, you know, you find yourself in this season and you're going to other people, other believers even, and they're just like, well, you know, just trust God. Just trust God. Like, he loves you. He cares for you. There's going to be something good. But like, yeah, no one can give you a specific time. They can't tell you exactly when God is going to give you that quote unquote good, right? So it can be really discouraging to experience suffering and feel as if God is blessing everyone else, but withholding from you. Yet because it feels as if God is withholding from you does not mean he actually is. So Psalm 84:11 tells us, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord grants favor and honor. He does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity." I thought that verse was so cool. I'd never heard it before. And I find it encouraging for many reasons. I mean, if you look at the verse, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield." And you talked about like growing and like watering your own grass.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of the sun, I think of, you know, like it brings warmth. It brings light into darkness. It helps things grow. Like, you know that the sun helps plants to grow, trees, grass, and the shield protects. So allow God to be your source of light, to be your source of comfort, of warmth, of growth, and allow him to protect you. But the fact that it says the Lord grants favor and honor, he does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. You're never going to go wrong by doing the right thing and following what the Lord wants you to do. It may be uncomfortable for a time, but that good will always come. It'd be nice if we knew when exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that again follows up with Romans 8:28 again, and we read this earlier, but it's always good to read it again. So we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. So these verses reveal that God does not withhold good from us because God works everything for our good. This means that oftentimes God is working in ways that differ from what we desire or what we expect. This is because God is a good and sovereign God, and he knows what we need far more than we do. So even if you want to go back to the whole manifestation thing, if you're someone who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't have God in their life, and you feel like you've been trying to manifest something that's just not happening, you ever thought about maybe it's just not what's meant to be for you?
Yeah, I was thinking earlier when we were talking about people who manifest wealth, like, okay, like, God of the universe is omniscient. He knows everything about you. He sees the whole timeline of everybody's life from beginning to end all at once. What if what you decided to do with that wealth was terrible?
Right.
He knows that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why that's not meant for you.
Right.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you could apply that to anything that you're manifesting.
Right.
That's why it's so hard to just, like you said, have that burden on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Think that it's all in your power and forget that, you know, there are things that are just not meant for us.
Yeah. And are not in your control either.
Right.
So, but I mean, I feel like we could talk about this topic forever, but I think the biggest thing we wanted to stress to you guys and to our listeners is don't put that burden on yourself to carry. Like I said, if you're listening and you're someone who doesn't believe in God, but maybe you believe in a higher power, because we hear that a lot. There's people who...
Or the universe.
Yeah, the universe. You look for signs. You're connecting to something higher, something more spiritual. I would encourage you to dig deeper into those curiosities that you have, and see what the God of the Bible says about those things, about who you are, about your life, about what is good and what is not good.
Can I do the painting analogy?
Yeah, go for it.
There's this analogy. I don't really know who like originally said it.
I learned it from Ray Comfort.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
I don't know who I heard it from, but there's this analogy that, like, you know, when you go to an art museum and you're looking at a beautiful painting, you never question whether or not it had a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you look at a sculpture that it had a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to a restaurant and you get this beautiful, like, meal delivered to your table, you never question whether or not there was a chef that made
that.
Yeah,
you don't thank the food. You don't say, wow, food, thank you for just being food. No, you, like, think, like, wow, this chef just made this bomb meal. Like,
I mean, you can look at the world and the universe, and I mean, like, the actual universe, not, like, the God universe, the same way. You know, there is a creator behind the created.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I love that analogy. So.
Yeah, so we want to encourage our listeners to always dig deep and, you know, question those things. Look into those curiosities that you have.
I would also say to stop mindlessly consuming things on social media.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Be very intentional about what you're consuming.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a generation where, myself included, we get stuck scrolling and we get stuck in these thought patterns, or we find ourselves believing half-truths or complete lies about who God is, about how the world works, and that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So ask questions
about
what you believe. And where these things come from.
Yes. And I mean, this is a little bit of a tangent, but might have talked about this already. I don't know. But the whole Enneagram thing, like, there's so many things that I feel like within the Christian community, people think are just kind of passe.
They think they're harmless.
Like, yeah, this, you know, it's no big deal. Like, I don't like idolize it or anything. But I mean, we've heard some Christians, and, you know, it's not that I didn't claim to be a Christian when I went to this business conference. So we get it. Like, it's easy to get sucked up into this culture and what society is doing and what society deems as okay as far as in a Christian, you know, within a Christian community or within someone who follows Jesus. But go back to the Word of God at the end of the day. Go back to what the Bible says. And that's where you'll find your truth. Pray, spend time praying about things, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in decision-making as far as if you should be consuming something or following a certain trend. Don't be that person who just, you know, blindly follows Jesus.
Mm, yeah. He is the way, the truth, the life.
You know, don't blindly follow. Like, it's okay to be informed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Go to your Bible and find out, what is this Jesus all about? Why are people talking about Jesus so much? Why is he the one true God?
Mm.
So go after that and always look for that truth, and don't just rely on social media. And that's a whole nother thing too. It's like, I think the Christian community can just do little cute Christian posts on Instagram and do these cute reels of them reading the Bible. But get off Instagram and just go in your Bible. And guys, I'm talking to myself too.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because this actually is not the episode that Larissa and I plan to record today. But, you know, and I'm being candid, this is the first time you hear this, Larissa. I've been struggling to read my Bible lately.
Me too.
I've been really feeling distant from my alone time with God.
Yes.
I don't know if it's because, like, I've just been too tired or lazy or just distracted, or even, like, there's some things going on, like, with me and Christian. Like, we got into an argument the other day, and nothing major, but it was something for me to get a little, like, peeved about and be a little ungrateful about, you
right.
know? So I've been avoiding time with God. So I think it was definitely part of God's plan to kind of switch things up today. And we had like a little Bible study before we even decided to do this episode, and it was really great. So I just want to encourage you all and say that, like, when you're feeling like you don't really know what God wants for you, or you feel distant from God, going to His Word will always give you clarity,
yes,
give you peace, and give you the answer that you actually weren't even asking for that answer. But you know, once you're there, that's exactly what you needed.
Right.
So with that being said, I hope this episode encouraged you guys to really just dive deep into those questions about some of the things that society says is totally normal and okay. If you're a Christian and you've caught yourself manifesting things, it's okay. Like, we all have done these things that we're like, oh, this is harmless, no big deal. But go back to the Word of God. Go back to what the Bible says about who you are, about the truth of His goodness and His faithfulness.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you ever have any questions about the things that we talk about certain topics, about Christianity, about who God is, please feel free to send us any questions that you have. We are open books, and we would love to discuss this more either on another episode or on Instagram in the DM. So feel free to message us. Thank you guys so much.
All right. We love you guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you feel encouraged, refreshed, inspired, and just good.
If you're loving this time with us, be sure to subscribe to It's Golden Hour Somewhere on your favorite listening platforms. See you next time.
Bye.